Alton Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Temple Granlin of Colorado State University. A little animal behavior lesson from Dr. Granlin after this.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
She's perhaps the most recognized animal behavior specialist for livestock in the entire world. Dr. Temple Granlin of Colorado State University, keynoter at the Symposium for Beef Cattle Welfare on the campus of Kansas State University in Manhattan this week. We talk with Dr. Granlin about animal behavior and animal care, and she said one of the rules that she believes is most important when you're handling livestock, be quiet.
If you get cattle all scared and fearful, it's going to take them half an hour to calm back down. So the secret is, don't get them excited. And one of the first things we need to be doing is get your mouth closed. No whistling, no yelling and screaming, no arm waving. Let's just stop that stuff. You've got to calm down. If you bring the cattle up to work them and they've gotten excited, take a break and let them settle down before you go to work them.
Your work with how we design our pens has just literally been used around the world.
Well, I've been working on this for a long time. In fact, some of the curve systems I worked on, I started on that actually, you know, longer ago than 20 years ago. But good design is important because there's some layouts that are just completely wrong. Let's say you have a facility that's less than ideal in design. You can lots of times make it work by maybe standing on the other side of the crowd pen. Also, you've got to get rid of the distractions in a facility. Things like chains hanging down, things like seeing a truck going by, a hose on the ground. Another problem you can get is what I call the black hole effect. You've got a cattle handling facility inside a building. They can't see through the building. They won't go in. Maybe take some metal off the other side so that the cattle can see through the building, and then they'll go in because they've got to see a place to go. What you want to do is you want to show them there's a place to go.
Where do we need to go? What are the things we still need to do to get the thing better?
I'm at the point right now where I'd like to put a live video feed out to the internet. You know, you can go watch the ranch cam, the feedlot cam, where people could just tune in on a website and they could look. We're at the point where we need to open the door up electronically and just show what's really going on. And the other thing we got to do is there's some places out there that still are terrible and we need to just plain clean that up.
The preeminent animal behaviorist when it comes to livestock in this country, and for that matter, globally, Dr. Temple Granlin of Colorado State University, visiting with us at this symposium on beef cattle welfare on the campus of Kansas State University. At this symposium, there's also been established a commission for North America animal well-being for cattle, and Dr. Granlin, one of 20 original members of this commission that has been established. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, J&J Cattle Company is having a dispersal sale Friday evening, May 21st, and Saturday, May 22nd, at the ranch near Orlando, Oklahoma, selling 128 lots, plus a special embryo and semen auction at 7:30 p.m. Friday night. The dispersal sale at 12 noon Saturday will include registered Angus spring pairs, fall-born heifer calves, and spring yearlings. You can see the catalog online at jnjcattle.com or call for more information, 580-455-2256. J&J Cattle Dispersal Sale, May 21st and 22nd at the ranch. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, good weekend as well. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.